It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction and today, scrupulosity. You know, it's that deep-seated fear that just maybe you aren't living your faith exactly right. It's what someone called Catholic guilt run amok. The truth is that sometimes we don't always recognize it. But if you are perhaps full of doubt and anxiety over the way you try to live your faith, that everything you do or don't do is sinful, then maybe you are scrupulous. If you are too hard on yourself or others, where everything you do seems to be a sin, then maybe you have a case of scruples. Well, we're going to talk about that today, and here to help us on the journey, one of our regular contributors, Father Daniel Schuster, back with us once again. Father Schuster is a priest in the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin. He is pastor of St. Mary in Luxembourg, Holy Trinity in Casco, Wisconsin. Father Daniel Schuster, welcome back to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Chuck. And it's a beautiful day up here in Wisconsin. This topic is not something I've really spoken about before, so I appreciate the opportunity for me to learn and to grow, and we're going to discern through this together. And hopefully, I pray it's a very helpful show for a lot of people.
Well, I'm going to share the email. We actually are doing this program today because of an email received from one of our listeners, which I'll share with you a little bit later in this half hour.
Okay.
Talking about scrupulosity. And I think when you hear it, you'll realize that she's got some really good questions and some things that she really wants to talk about. We will, as we do every day, open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us on the program today. But let's get started. Father Daniel Schuster, scrupulosity, scruples. What are we talking about?
Well, the word scrupulous comes from a Latin word meaning pebble. So what we're talking about is pebbles. Pebbles that are placed on the scale of sin, and yet they're only pebbles. But for some reason in the mind or in the soul, it's perceived that they are like boulders, that they are much bigger than they are. And it's a condition. It's something that people struggle with in the spiritual life that it manifests when making a confession or when seeking spiritual direction. And it's something that can really hold somebody back from the love of God, or as I'd like to say, is walking with Jesus. So an image that came to mind, Chuck, just before the show was, you know, that those disciples who are walking along with the Lord Jesus, they're learning from him, they're being loved by him, they're being formed and corrected by him, but there's a great sense of freedom and a safety of being with the Lord. And you can replace, when the Lord dies and rises, you can replace the Holy Spirit in that person of Jesus, the paraclete, the one who walks with them. But people who are really bound by scrupulosity, they're not having that kind of experience of just walking with the Lord and loving him, being corrected by him and learning from him. They're afraid. And you can imagine if Mary Magdalene, who was delivered from seven devils, was able to live in that place of freedom with the Lord Jesus, to be part of that posse in that crowd, if there were, you know, families, disciples following Jesus, that he wills that for everyone listening, for anyone struggling with scrupulosity, he wants you to live a life where you can be around him and the Holy Spirit and walk with him freely. So we will acknowledge up front that scrupulosity is not the end of someone's journey. It's a condition, and we will work through that condition so that you can live with freedom.
Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, talking about scrupulosity today. Let's open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us as we talk about scrupulosity today. It's a toll-free phone number sponsored by Charity Mobile, the pro-life phone company, 888-914-9149. If you'd like to join us on the program, don't forget you can email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as we talk about scrupulosity, when have you experienced scrupulosity? And maybe you're going through it right now, but how How have you been able to deal with it? And of course, if you have any questions about scruples, we invite you to join in the conversation today. Again, toll-free number 888-914-9149. So talk, I love the image of the pebble. It becomes a boulder. Mm-hmm. That's a great, great image when we're talking about scrupulosity. But it's really a fear, isn't it? Which is one of the words that I read today in praying about the program was unwarranted fears. Mm-hmm. And can you talk about that a little bit for us?
Sure. And let's separate that out. St. Ignatius separates that out into two kinds of that unwarranted fear. The first he calls lack of judgment. He says there's bad judgment that we make sometimes about our own sins. When we freely decide that something's a sin, that's not a sin. And that can be corrected, and that it causes the fear and it gets in our hearts, but the fear can be corrected through education and through formation, and that erroneous judgment, it's not a real scruple, says St. Ignatius, because it's just bad judgment. Remember, for sin, we need knowledge, we need freedom, and we need, we need these conditions to really call it a sin. But then he talks about the second kind. And the second kind is something that comes from outside of you. It's even after you've tried to make a judgment or even made the judgment, this nagging thought, and this is the enemy. This is the devil. This is the enemy of peace who wants to keep you from that freedom. And St. Ignatius would say that's a real scruple and a temptation, that there's this disturbance where we doubt that we've made the right judgment, or that we've been forgiven, or that we exaggerate the sin. So we want to say for many people who may be in a kind of scrupulous state,
will you ask him if he received the email on this?
Just good education is an answer many times. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I wonder sometimes if I think about being scrupulous and sinful. And I wonder sometimes if there's a line between maybe just not even caring about or thinking about our sins, that we're okay, hey, I'm not as bad as that guy down the street. But being scrupulous where everything is sinful, how do we begin to balance that? How do we work with and draw that line?
Well, what you just mentioned is the opposite. When we say, well, it doesn't really matter, I'm not as bad as a person down the street, that's called laxity. That's the opposite of scruples, would be a lax conscience, just saying none of it matters. And then on the other end of it is the scrupulosity. What the things that we need to do is acknowledge the goodness of the person struggling with scruples. This is really big for St. Ignatius and for St. Therese, two of the people who I'll reference today. There's a good chance that if you're suffering with scruples, you probably have not committed a mortal sin. And in fact, the enemy is coming after you because he's found that you're not living in mortal sin, and he's got to find another way to get you all riled up. So that's the goodness of each person who wants to do the will of God, who wants to take sin seriously, is the first thing to acknowledge in scruples.
Father Daniel Schuster is our spiritual director, talking about scrupulosity today. And as I mentioned, our phone lines are open. But when you talk about your faith life, scrupulosity, how does that enter into your journey of faith? And if you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Let's take a short break here, and we will continue our discussion. Again, Father Daniel Schuster is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a little help on your journey of faith, our priests are here for you. Call now, 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. Or email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hey, And welcome back. Thanks for joining us on The Inner Life today. I'm Chuck Neff. Jim Schaefer sitting in the producer's seat today, and Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, talking about scrupulosity, that inordinate fear that maybe everything we're doing is a sin. And if you'd like to join us on the program, we invite you to do that. Toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. As I mentioned, we're talking about scrupulosity today because of an email that one of our listeners sent. I'm going to share that with you. But I also want to mention that, you know, if you have any ideas, any suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear about here on The Inner Life, email them to us. We will certainly consider that. We want to talk about what you want to talk about, and we want to help you on your journey of faith, helping you know that you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, you're not by yourself. So again, innerlife@relevantradio.com if you have any suggestions about future topics, and certainly if you want to join in the program today on scrupulosity, we invite you to email us with that. So Father Daniel Schuster, this email, I want to share this with you and let you talk about it. And we're going to call our listener Mary, and she says, I suffer from scruples, anxiety, and obsessive compulsive disorder. I've been considering doing the first five Saturdays for reparation to Mary. I did the first Saturday, but not more, because the priest was not as supportive as I had hoped he would be. I feel worried that my frequent confessions were getting scrupulous and taking too much of his time. I was going to confession a lot when I came back to the church. After being gone for so many years, I kept digging up old sins and confessing them. My priest told me I didn't need to do that and to focus on my current sins, so I've been doing that, and it was a huge relief. The days before confession, I worry and get scrupulous, trying to remember every sin, and I make a list. It causes me to obsess about my sins, which I don't think is what God wants. I also struggle with guilt. I was going to confession every 6 weeks for a while, and then every 3 months is what seems best for me. So my issue is that if I do the first five Saturdays, then I'd be going to confession each month, which seems to cause me a lot of anxiety and scruples. If I go once every 3 months and do the other requirements for the first five Saturdays, would it be sufficient, since to the best of my knowledge, I am in a state of grace each time I receive the Eucharist, since I'm not committing mortal sins any longer, thanks be to God. Visiting the Blessed Sacrament almost every day and going to Mass 2 to 3 times a week, plus morning and evening prayer and scripture reading or other Catholic readings, has transformed me into a new person. But how do I discern if it's God's will for me to do the first five Saturdays? I tend to busy myself and do more than required, and then it wears me out. My husband thinks I'm obsessive about it. I often feel overwhelmed and wonder if I'm doing too much. So, first of all, your reaction to that, Father Schuster?
Well, the first thing is a reaction is, what a great person, you know, and we have to, like Ignatius has acknowledged, that it's somebody who's good, who wills to do the work of God, and who's probably not, like she said, in a state of mortal sin, gets troubled by these things. And so what, you know, you're talking about a good person trying to do good. And let's keep that at the forefront of what we are doing or talking about. And then we say, okay, well, there's some issues here that we might be able to unpack as far as what should go into a confession. And she feels that she's bothering the priest with long, long confessions. There's a devotion, the first Fridays and the first Saturday devotion. Is that recommended? And how often should one go to confession, even if they're struggling with scruples? And so we can unpack those things, but I just think it's an excellent email. Thanks for sharing.
Well, and you know, you were talking about St. Ignatius, and in reading about what he talks about scruples, he talks about moderation. And I wonder sometimes when we hear an email like that, and even for our own journey of faith, do we try to do too much sometimes?
Well, you're right. He talks about finding the mean, finding the middle. But you got to rely on outside opinions for that. So a good parish priest or a spiritual writing or something. So to say, is it too much? Is it in the mean or the middle to make a first Saturday confession? And I can say professionally and as a spiritual person, a priest, a director, no, that's not too much. A monthly confession on the first Saturday is is a wonderful, pious devotion, and I would put that right down the middle of good practicing Catholics. So now the question is, does the person, and not just to single out the person who wrote the email, but in general, the person has to trust in the and actually make an act of obedience to the person who's helping them, if it be, you know, a director or a regular confessor, and say, you, at least for the time being, I'm leery about it, but I'm going to do what they say. So that I heard Father Schuster today say with some authority, a first Saturday confession is not too much. I'm going to trust that, and that frees you up from trying to figure it out yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and is that part of the issue when we talk about scruples, trusting what you as a parish priest, you as a pastor in a parish there in the Diocese of Green Bay, trusting that what the priest is telling us, one can be trusted?
Mm-hmm. It is part of the issue, and sometimes then what happens is if you're really struggling with scruples, the devil wants you to bounce around and get a lot of opinions. And actually, the opinion that you're looking for is probably not the helpful one. The devil wants you to find one that supports your current state of affairs. So you'd say, well, one of the things that people struggling with scrupulosity should consider is going to the same person, finding the same confessor and also or spiritual direction, which is a rare thing. It's hard to find a spiritual director. I get that. But to say I'm going to go to the same confessor and I'm going to ask to work on this over time with that person. That way there's no bouncing around, because then you're more confused. You've gotten four different opinions about what you should do next. So trust or obey the one who you've decided to give your authority over to. Does that make sense? I think it does.
It does, because I think, and just make this point again, because I think it's such a good a point for all of us to recognize that if we're dealing with a scrupulosity, we really want to hear what we want to hear. So if our
yes.
priest is not telling us what we want to hear, well, let me go find another priest. And there's a danger in that, isn't there?
Right. And like I said, unfortunately, in this case, what you probably want to hear is something that supports your current state, because you're not trusting when someone tries to bring you out of it or says, you know, that's not a sin. And you go, I don't know. And then you find somebody else who maybe doesn't take the time or something, or doesn't even address it. And that's another thing. Then they say, well, maybe Father didn't hear me. He didn't address all of my sins either. But if you know that you have somebody who listens to you and it's the same person regularly, then trust them. And if you know what, if they don't address that sin that day, then trust that. Say, okay, that's fine. The priest doesn't have to address every sin in the confessional. The priest wants to hear and make the judgment that you are found forgivable. And you got to trust that as well, you know.
Well, and you talked early on in the program. And by the way, lots of phone calls here. Hang with us. I always want to give everybody enough time when we get to you on the phones. And what I don't like to do is really kind of force you into the bottom of the hour and what we call a hard break, which we have to take.
Sure.
So we're going to hang on to our phone calls. So please, on the phones, wait with us. We'll get to you when we come back. But Father Schuster, you used the word condition earlier in the program. Can you talk about that a little bit more in terms of how we can deal with scrupulosity, recognizing that it is a condition in us?
Yeah, and most people, Chuck, that I've met who are struggling with scruples admit it readily. You know, it's usually not someone saying, oh, wow, you're being scrupulous. They usually know it because it's a condition that's troubling them and is and it's good for that person to make it known to the priest said, right now I'm struggling with this condition. It's also important not to love that condition. You know, anytime we have a condition or an illness like that person in the scriptures, Jesus, you know, asked, you know, do you really want me to do this? And you know, don't love your condition, because Jesus doesn't want you to stay there. This isn't the final stop on your spiritual journey. And you have to believe that. And you have to imagine with me today that time in your life where you'll be walking with Jesus in the open, you know, the open fields, freely being loved, being corrected, and being close to him every day without having all of this this fear. So don't get too settled in your scrupulosity, or you're going to get stuck there.
Father Daniel Schuster is our spiritual director. We're talking about scrupulosity today. And phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. It's a toll-free phone number sponsored by Charity Mobile. The Pro-Life phone company, 888-914-9149. Don't forget you can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as you think about your journey of faith, scrupulosity, when have you experienced that? And how have you been able to deal with it? And maybe you're not dealing with it. But if you'd like to join us, again, toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. You are listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life Spiritual Directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And thanks for joining us. Just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Charity Mobile, the pro-life phone company. More information about their cell phones and monthly plans all available at charitymobile.com. Real quick, thank you to Patrick Conley for sitting in last week, a little time off, and appreciate the time off, but appreciate the great job that Patrick does when he fills in for us here on The Inner Life. So, Patrick, if you're listening, thanks for sitting in. We do appreciate that here on Relevant Radio. Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director on The Inner Life today, talking about scrupulosity. And if you'd like to join us, toll-free number, phone lines are open, 888-914-9149. Don't forget you can email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Daniel Schuster, let's take some phone calls, and let's start with Ken listening in Geneva, Illinois. Hi, Ken. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the program today.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a convert from the late 90s or whatever, and I know I suffer from scrupulosity early in the 2000s. A priest that I went to confession with told me I had scrupulosity, and I didn't. And he said it would be a cross I always had to carry. And but I never paid much mind to what that meant or whatever. I think it was probably till the 2016 or something, another priest told me I had scrupulosity, and then I had been dealing with this, and I had gone through job loss and loss of career and all that, and bad family life or whatever, and I couldn't really control my Protestantism.
Yeah, Ken, we're having a little bit of problem with your connection here. Father Schuster, enough there that maybe you can offer some advice for him?
Is there one more sentence that you
can try again for
there?
Us if you would? There we go.
It's like I never could, I think I never really accepted the cross of scrupulosity or was able to deal with it because I was never able to let go of my Protestantism, and I was kind of constantly going back to we're saved totally by faith, and...
Well, if I can jump in here then, Ken, one of the things I'll say is,
sure.
Do you feel that the scrupulosity was part of your job loss?
Yeah, I definitely think so, or whatever. There was a major family, there was a break in the family over an inheritance issue that both sides of the family disowned each other and haven't talked for almost 20 years now.
So there are other things going on in your life.
Really weighed on me.
Yeah, there's other things going on in your life that are affecting the way that you feel and the fear that you have as well. And, you know, because the scrupulous part would simply be the sin part of this. And one of the things that that can play into this is our personality, as well as some of the things that we're suffering. Like, one of the things, if someone is OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, it really interplays with scrupulosity. I've seen people who are struggling with scrupulosity who live very normal lives. They can work fine. They go out to eat and they live normal lives. But if you're saying that what you're calling scrupulosity also affects work and affects family, there may be the psychological aspect of this too. And I would attack it from numerous angles. I would, look at counseling along with the confessional and along with the spiritual, help, as well as I would look at the serious spiritual side of this too. How has the evil one gotten involved in my life? And probably talk to a priest perhaps who has particular gifts in that to help you discern the evil one's work in your life. But knowing that this is carrying over into other areas of your life, I'd look at it from 360 degrees. Okay, Ken?
All right. I am already in. I do have been diagnosed with OCD, also, mm-hmm. and a numerous other things. So I am seeing a social worker on a regular basis, and we're addressing that because it's caused major issues in my marriage and with my children or whatever. I kind of think we have real problems with discipline around the house because I can't get my wife to hold them to anything.
And you probably have an opposite view. You've got a more strict view because of what you're going through, and you got to find the middle and all of that. But if I could just give you a last word, then we'll look at another caller here. But Ken, focus on the words and the actions of Jesus in the Bible that bring you comfort. Focus on the times he says not to worry and to not to be afraid. And use him as your model of how to shepherd the children, so that your own children, so that you see how he loves, how he corrects, and how patient he is. But continue to look to the Word of God for your strength and your help too, so that you got to rely and obey an outside source when you're struggling with scrupulosity, and make sure that the Gospels are part of that. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken. Father Schuster, he used the word cross. Can scrupulosity mm-hmm. be a cross for us?
Particularly when it is mixed in with the OCD. And I want to commend Ken for being so honest and vulnerable with us, that you really helped a lot of people in doing that. And yeah, that's a cross that might get a little lighter at times, might get a little bit heavier at times, especially when the two things are mixed together, the personality part of it and the spiritual part of it. So, but I always believe that it can get better. I mean, if it can't get better, not perfect, but better, then we're undermining the power of God's grace.
Yeah. Ken, thanks for the call. Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, if you're just joining us on The Inner Life, talking about scrupulosity today. Father Schuster, by the way, one of our regular contributors, a priest in the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, pastor of St. Mary in Luxembourg, Holy Trinity in Casco, Wisconsin. Let's take another phone call. And Lorraine, listening in Hill Point, Wisconsin. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to The Inner Life today.
Hi. I just wanted to share, when I was a little girl, I had this image of God standing, behind this towering judge's bench, and I would be telling him my sins and, why I would do something, and his only three words to me were, "Are you sure?" okay, have I dug deep enough? Do I, have I, you know, explained all of this? Have I confessed all of this? And that stayed with me for a long time. And then when I would go to confession every month, you know, during the school year, you know, the priest would give me my penance. And, you know, by sixth grade, I was still mixing up the Our Father and the Hail Mary. And I'd say half of one and finish the other half of the other one. And, you know, to me, that wasn't my prayer and that wasn't my penance. So I would start all over again. And it would take me forever to get my penance done because I would keep mixing my prayers up and starting all over again. And finally, a few years ago, I had shared that with a priest in confession. And he said, don't do that. So just do the best you can, you know, and get your, you know, say what you need to say. And, you know, once you've said it, you've said it. You don't need to say it again. Mm. And then about 3 years ago, I was going through a really rough time with depression. And my parish priest had become part of my care team. And he was also the, you know, who I went to confession to. So he worked through a lot of things with me. And he actually asked me one time if I was scrupulous. And I said, yeah. And he just kind of, okay. And, you know, I think, you know, in the last few years, you know, in working through my depression and working on my relationship with God, I've been able to come to terms with, you know, the fact that God loves me and, you know, he's got mercy for me. And I'm always attracted to his mercy teachings. And if I forget something in confession, I just tell myself that absolution covered everything and God knows that it was there and I do forget things and God knows that I'm sorry for it. And absolution took care of it anyway, you know, whether I confessed it or not. And I just talk myself down and calm myself down and move on. So that's my story.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because you've shown a progression in how you've continued to grow out of this a bit, and particularly and reminding yourself that absolution covers it all. Because as I said, struggling with scrupulosity, it's usually not people who are committing mortal sins. That's why the devil comes after these people, is because he doesn't know how else to get them other than to disturb them and make them think, you know, that they've done something terribly wrong when they haven't, a pebble into a boulder. And it's good that you rely on those words of absolution. Those are the words the church gives us, and they cover everything unless there's a real intentional withholding or of a mortal sin or something like that, it'd be intentional, right? So it's a beautiful progression, and I just pray that it keeps getting better for you.
Yeah. Lorraine, thanks for joining us. And she brings up a really good point, and I wonder, Father Schuster, when we talk about being scrupulous, if perhaps being scrupulous, that really might in some way dismiss the love and mercy of God.
It can, and yet God sees us as children who are a little confused at that time because of our condition. But, you know, the love and the mercy of God, like she said, are so important. And reading those parts of the scripture where the Lord is so lavish with it. And we're not talking here about, again, going the other direction, getting lax and just assuming on God's mercy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about acknowledging the way that Jesus dealt with sinners. And to take it at face value and then put us in that place and say, you know, he does have love and mercy for me. He did die for me. And to see how, I mean, if I'll take Mary Magdalene up there again, if he can work with Mary Magdalene, he can work with anyone listening here. And we need to focus on the love and the mercy.
Yeah. And an email, Father Schuster, as we talk about, which ties into all of this, obviously, as we talk about scrupulosity. But this from Michael, and he says, you know, my struggle with scrupulosity is how to confess sins. In confession, sometimes I don't know how much information is enough information during confession, but I also don't want to bring up too much detail. After confession, I then wonder if I should have said more. And then, of course, that leads me down the rabbit hole. Any advice for Michael?
Yep. Well, the old phrase, I believe, is the species and number of sin. I don't know if you ever heard that, species and number. So, and you can't have an exact number. It's impossible to get an exact number sometimes if it's something that you've been struggling with, you know, like, for instance, gossip. You can think of two particular instances, but maybe I did it 10 or 20 or 50 times. You don't have to get too into that. But the species is gossip. The number is, you know, Father, I can think of two times where I really hurt somebody. There was probably more, you know, and that would be the most important thing, is always to, of course, focus on any serious sins. And so when I say serious, I mean, you can rely on the church's judgment of that. And not necessarily your own. And then the things that are, I guess, coming to your conscience. It's called an examination of conscience, not an examination of the list. The list is there to help you examine your conscience. So if it's not on your conscience, then there's a good chance the Lord has already washed it away in the power of his blood through the last mass that you attended and the communion that you received there. It's very possible then that the Lord has already taken care of that. But the list is there. I always tell people to help with the conscience. And people, do not save your lists. Get rid of them after confession. Tear it up and as small as pieces you can. One time I said burn it, but then I realized that I'm responsible for any fire that was set from that. So do not do that, but tear it up as small as you can and move on. The list is there to help your conscience. Go with it. Ask Jesus, what are my sins? Show me them, and then keep the confession succinct so that, you know, you're not overdoing it.
Yeah. Are we back to the trust word again? You've gone to confession. You've been absolved of your sins. Trust that what happened in that sacrament is real.
Not to oversimplify it, but the buck stops there. And if that didn't do it, it's not going to be anywhere else. You know, and I've had to say that to people. You can't run around after this confession looking for more forgiveness. Jesus is with us. Jesus is here. He's given us this sacrament. And just trust what's happening right now. And the buck stops there.
Yeah. Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, talking about scrupulosity today. Let's head back to the phones. And listening in the Chicagoland area, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the program today.
Yeah, hi. I just want to mention that I was scrupulous as a youngster, but as I grew up, now I'm in my late 60s, but I have a large family and responsibilities at home, and I struggled with trying to get back to more religious practices because I worked and raised a family, and I found that things would start to bother me again regarding sin and sin in the past. And I realized that when I got onto a routine of now I'm able to go to morning mass, I'll go to mass every day and sort of layer the essentials. Daily mass is very important. After the mass, we say the rosary. So I say the rosary after that. And that has really helped with minimizing the intensity of any kind of guilt. And also regular confession that is brief and to the point for what I did during the week. Sometimes I go weekly. And I don't really feel that that's too much as long as I keep it brief in number and kind of sin. And then trust in Jesus that he'll remove some of these defects. If gossip is an issue and I get into that very easily, then, you know, remind me that of that sermon where one of the priests told his confessors, it was a saint, that when you gossip, it's like opening up a pillow and shedding all the feathers and then going picking them up, you know. And it reminds me that even occasions of sin after mass for maybe talking about someone, just to remember that those really are sins and that, okay, so they are, and then you confess them and then you do some little reparation. Don't eat a cookie here and there. But Layering, and then I guess the other thing is remembering I have responsibilities so that I don't omit the important things in life for sake of the trivialness of being scrupulous. Scrupulous itself can just kind of lead you down that path of misdirection. So I would say just layering the essentials. Don't worry about the extras. First Saturday is very important to me. First Saturdays because Our Lady asks, and it's really not that hard to accomplish if we keep our head on straight. And I found that Mass daily will help with that.
That's a powerful witness there of your walk with the Lord. And what I'm hearing underneath that is you're developing that relationship with Jesus, that underneath the essentials is a love for the Lord, for Mary, and that their love for you. And that's something that is so important in scrupulosity, is realizing that it really is a relationship underneath it all, and that the relationship is deep, the relationship is, that God is faithful. And I think that's why those essentials are so important, is because they foster the intimacy in the relationship that heals.
Yeah. Ann, thanks for the call. Good to have you on The Inner Life today. Let's stay with the phones. And John, listening in the Chicagoland area as well. Hi, John. Hello, welcome. You're on the air with Father Daniel Schuster.
It's a control lorazepam is a control. She suffers tonight.
Yeah, we're having problems with the connection, I hear. So, you know what? Let's head out to Los Angeles. And Sister Elizabeth listening out there. Hi, Sister. Welcome to the program today.
Good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Chuck. Okay, I have two situations or experiences in my life that helped me. I was away from the church for many years. And when I came back, I struggled, and from some years after that, with scrupulosity. And what helped me, one experience was when I was in confession, I was coming back with to confession with sins I've already confessed. I remember Father looked at me and he said, "Don't you think that's kind of arrogant of you? You think that your sins are greater than God's mercy, but you know, he's forgiven you, but you won't forgive yourself." And I was like, "What?" And of course, being scrupulous, I didn't want to commit the sin of arrogance against God. That really opened my eyes. It helped me. And the second situation, because I still struggled off and on with scrupulosity, but that really helped a lot, that experience in confession. But the second one was when God put a priest in my life that shared a story with me about a man who was involved with the mafia. And he had a change of heart. He came back to his Catholic faith. But he kept remembering all the horrible things he did to people. And he would come back to confession with sins of his past and his sorrow and his pain and his guilt. And Father told him, he said, "Okay, next time you remember things that you have done and you feel shame and guilt and sorrow, I want you to offer that pain, that guilt, that sorrow that you're feeling, so someone out there who is about to do what you did will not do it." So that showed me that even though we may still struggle with scrupulosity, we can turn it into something positive. Mm-hmm. By offering it back to God for someone else, that they won't do what we did. And so it becomes redemptive. And I just wanted to share that.
Well, that's beautiful. And Sister, we love it when sisters call in. And thank you again for your vulnerability. Were there any, I got to ask you a question then, were there any saints and their lives who helped you with your struggles?
You know, I have to say St. Benedict. I was baptized at St. Benedict.
Okay.
And I just feel his presence, knowing he's a fighter of the devil, too. You know, so St. Benedict was one for me.
Mm-hmm. And this is, remember, true scrupulosity is the devil's work. And it gets muddled in there with our personalities and everything. But there, and I'm glad you acknowledge that again, that and St. Benedict is powerful. So thank you, sister.
Yeah. Sister, good to have you on the program. And apologies to John for not getting you into the program today. One, we're running out of time, and I don't know what happened there, but apologies for not being able to get to all of our phone calls today. Father Daniel Schuster, great program on scrupulosity. Thanks so much for joining us. Time to wrap up. As you know, we'd like to close with a final blessing for all of our listeners.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And Almighty God, we ask your blessing upon all of our listeners, anyone joining us near and far, anyone listening, even as a recording, that they may be released from all fear and anxiety and know the power of your mercy. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Daniel Schuster, always a pleasure. Great to have you on the program today. Glad we got to talk about scrupulosity today on the program. Stay tuned. Mass is coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget 12:30 Central, The Faith Explained with Cale Clark. We are back again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Day 7, Mother Divine Grace, pray for us. Grace is such a Catholic word. They say you can't see grace because it's invisible, but what do they know anyway? I say you can see the effects of grace. You can see it in a smile. You can feel it in a handshake. You can give it with your helping hand. You can hear it in kind and gentle and peaceful words of people who walk with Jesus. You can be inspired by it by those who courageously and steadfastly give witness to the truth. St. Pius X, who had a great love for the Blessed Mother, once wrote, quote, "To desire grace without recourse to the Virgin Mother is to desire to fly without wings," end quote. So get it whenever you can. Sanctifying grace, sacramental grace, actual grace, charismatic grace, and the state of grace God gives you to carry out your special tasks and responsibilities. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for the Church and our nation.
Receive these free daily messages by signing up at relevantradio.com/novena.